Activity 4. Listen again. Underline the extra words or phrases. The Emperor Qin Shi Huang was first known as Prince Zheng. Born in 259 BC, Zheng became king of the state of Qin at the age of 13. However, because he was so young, he did not actually become its ruler until he was 21. From a very young age, he was both ambitious and aggressive. His greatest achievement was to unify China. Beginning in 230 BC, he invaded the six states of Qi, Chu, Yan, Hun, Zhao, and Wei. And in 221 BC, he declared that he was the Emperor Qin Shi Huang. He divided his new country into 36 provinces and built good roads and canals all over his new kingdom. Different states had built walls across their northern frontiers to protect themselves from invading tribes. Qin Shi Huang ordered the different sections to be joined to make one great wall. This was another huge achievement. The emperor made many other important changes. For example, he improved the writing system, the money system, and the system of weights and measures. Qin Shi Huang was an extremely ruthless, cruel man. At one point, he ordered all the books in China to be burnt. Huge numbers of workers died carrying out his construction projects. There is a story, perhaps untrue, that he ordered hundreds of scholars to be buried alive. The emperor ordered the terracotta warriors to be made in order to protect him in the next life. This was because there were many attempts to kill him. He believed that his family would rule forever. He died suddenly in 210 BC. His first son was forced to kill himself, and his second son, Hu Hai, became the second emperor. But Hu Hai was not as capable as his father, and 4 years later, Hu Hai was dead, and the Qin dynasty was at an end.